in for IQ testing.
I'm checking in, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec.
ABH, listening.
TBA mobile.
CBA, K4, OIM. Beautiful day to be playing tennis, Dave.
Yeah, I wish I was. I'm going to the doctor right now, and they were leaving for Pigeon Forge. And I ain't looking forward to that either, so... I've gotten to where I hate that place because of all the same traffic, but... I know the back roads, but they help a little bit. But anyway, right now I'm headed to the doctor for my 6-month checkup.
This Well Care supplement insurance for my Medicare, and I got a letter from them Monday. Chewing me out because I haven't been to a doctor in over 2 years. And Dave, I stay at the doctor here lately. And they sent me a bill about 2 months ago from McCleskey and Todd Drugstore in Greer. I haven't used that drugstore since back in the late 80s when I lived in Greer. But they had paid almost $2,000 for prescriptions for me, and I tried calling them. I kept getting passed from one person to another one. And finally, I told them, I said, listen, I did not get this medication. I said, y'all paid for it? I don't care. I'm fed up with it, and I just hung up on them. But I don't know who got that. It was all pain pills, and I haven't been on pain pills in over 3 years now since I got out of the hospital with that broke neck. But I don't know. They, just like they didn't care, I said, y'all paid for it. It ain't costing me nothing.
Sounds like somebody's been using your account to support their drug habit.
N0TR, he kind of convinced me that they wasn't nothing to getting that these cataracts took off. And I went Wednesday, and they did my left eye. And I absolutely did not feel any pain. And this morning, I had to go back yesterday and let them check and make sure everything was all right. And the colors were so bright out of my left eye. And this morning, I don't even need my glasses. I can sit here and cover my right eye and read my band plan here. And I'm just amazed at how much that improved my vision. They told me that I probably wouldn't even need glasses after I had it done. But I've been wearing bifocals for about 10 years. And man, I highly recommend somebody get those things took off. Don't wait till the last minute, Dave. K4OIM.
Great, Walt. I tell you, it's amazing what they can do now. And, my dad was had poor vision from the time he was born, and he had, when he was two, he had what we call Coke bottle glasses. They were so thick, but later on in his life, near the end of his life, he developed a cataract in his good eye, and then another one on top of that, and they wouldn't touch it because he couldn't see out of his other one, and they were afraid if they did something wrong, you know, that he'd just be totally blind. So there wasn't an eye doctor around that would touch it.
Today, I got some Anderson power pole connectors that I crimped on in three different radios, and they are pulling loose. I'll never buy a knockoff brand of Anderson power pole connectors. I think I bought these at the Rock Hill Ham Fest about 2 years ago. These are as good as Anderson power poles. Well, they had Anderson power poles written on the Ziploc bag. But, man, I'm going to have to pull that end off, strip the wire back, and this time I'm going to solder the things on. I'm going to try that. And if that don't work, I'll order the original Anderson power poles. Okay, 4-0-I-M.
You know, you can't be tried and true. What you know works, and but I've done the same thing. I bought a knockoff or a different brand or whatever, and in this day and time, especially, it seems like it's just more disappointing than anything. I tell you. Something else. We're getting our, we had our main bathroom redone, just gutted and redone, and now we're having the smaller one done, and I tell you, it's about driving me crazy because the workers, they know they got to be out of there by 12 o'clock, and they need to put grout on the tile, and so it's not a big job, and they're just standing there talking. Been talking for 45 minutes. And so I told my man, I said, just call the contractor and tell him just go ahead and pack up and leave, because we're leaving for vacation at 12. And I said, just tell them to go ahead and leave. I said, they're not going to get anything done. And, if I could speak their language, I'd tell them myself, but I don't know how to speak Spanish, so.
Looking, you better be learning to speak Chinese. there ain't nobody, I can't believe nobody wants to work nowadays. And I don't know whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat, but right there I sure ain't a Democrat. Biden says he's going to open the ports up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get all those cargo ships unloaded. But I don't know. They can't get nobody to work. And I know back when I was, before I retired, I was a heavy equipment operator. And at lunchtime, we'd go up to the convenience store to get a drink or something. And people, they call us hole watchers. So I'd be out there with an excavator digging, and there'd be three or four guys standing there watching while I had two guys in the ditch laying the pipe, and then I had one guy up on the bank connecting the pipe, and they couldn't understand why there's always three or four guys standing there watching. They call them hole watchers. The company has to have a safety man, and the project manager has to have a safety man. Then OSHA has to have a safety man to stand there and make sure that I've opened that ditch up wide enough. They call it banking it back. For every 2 foot you go down, you have to step back on each side 2 foot, just like steps going down in there. So that if that ditch caved in, it couldn't come above the guy's waist. But they call them hole watchers. They just didn't understand why they had all them guys standing there leaned over looking down in the hole, Dave. K4OAM.
KP4CBA. When I worked for the county, I worked at the Vehicle Service Center on Keith Drive, and I worked on the police cars and ambulances, but they had heavy equipment was next door, and I'd have to go over there every now and then. And the road and bridges guys, you know, their stuff was worked on over there. And we had a joke with them. We said, "Hey guys, heard a bunch of y'all got laid off," and they said, "Really? What happened?" And I said, "Well, they found the shovel that stand up by itself."
That's a good one. But the safety guy, I have seen him go up there and pick a shovel up to lean up on while he's standing there talking. They talk more than they observe. And get on a federal job, like an airport, about the last 10 or 12 years I worked, all I did was airports and extending runways or putting in another runway or taxiways. Man, you talking about safe. Every piece of equipment out there over 6 foot tall has got to have an orange and white checker flag on it. And the port-a-john was over 6 foot tall. It had to be 1,000 feet from the runway. And every time a plane came in, they sound this alarm, and I would have to fold the boom up on that excavator and lay it down and shut the engine off till that plane got over to the parking area. You stayed shut down more than you worked.
Well, I bet that was something. Good Lord. Well, you know, I understand that they, at the larger airports, they set off, where the big planes take off, they set off some kind of horn or something that's supposed to scatter the birds that have gathered, and they, you know, that way when the plane takes off, the jet, the birds don't fly up into the engines, and, you know, that's what happened to that plane that, what's his name, they called him Sully, I think. They landed it in the Hudson. They lost both engines from birds flying up in their engines and on takeoff, and so he had to ditch it in the Hudson. But listen, I need to run. I'm running late, and I got less than a minute to get into the doctor's office here, so I'm going to have to scoot. But anyway, I'll talk to you later, KV4CBA.
KV4CBA, K4OIM. All right, Dave, good talking to you this morning. 73 K4OIM. I'll be monitoring down here for a while.